Kolkata just celebrated its biggest annual festival, Durga Puja, when the ten-armed goddess Durga visits her earthly home. As usual, there were huge crowds, bright lights, great art, but this year something felt a little muted. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. At a Durga Puja in Bagha Jyotin in South Kolkata, one of the organizers said he overheard a little boy telling his mother, "Can we go see the Durga here?" His mother said, "Don't you know we are not seeing Durgas this year because of the RG Core incident?" "Oh," said the boy, "can I have ice cream instead?" The RG Core incident is the rape and murder of a junior doctor at her own hospital, the RG Core Medical College and Hospital in Kolkata, on August 9th. Since then, protest marches, human chains, and candlelight vigils have rocked the city daily. Junior doctors are threatening to fast to death. Durga Puja, the city's biggest street art event, has come face to face with the biggest street protests Kolkata has seen in years. Artist Sushanto Paul says, "Had the RG Core incident happened earlier, its impact on the art might have been different. By August, he was neck deep in work on mammoth installations, once spread over 35,000 square feet. But the issue crept in subconsciously," says Paul. For example, at his Tala Pratyoy installation, his Durga has no body. Her life force is symbolized by flickering candles like the ones used in the candlelight vigils for justice. The installation feels like a black hole. "Some might read this as my protest," he says, "even though it's really coincidence." Visual artist Sanatan Dinda says, of course the tragedy affected him. Artists don't work in ivory towers. He says he made some improvisations to the Durgas he was sculpting. The mother goddess he sculpted looks more fierce than maternal. The lion she normally rides is springing out of her chest. Each of her 10 arms holds a spear to slay evil. Dinda's paintings around the installation in stark red, black and white pay homage to Picasso's anti-war masterpiece, Guernica. Art as protest is not new. Jean-Michel Basquiat's defacement, commemorating the 1983 death at the hands of the police of a man allegedly writing graffiti in the New York subway, found new resonance during the Black Lives Matter movement. Banksy, Jenny Holzer, Diego Rivera have all used public art to make political points. But Durga Puja isn't just public art. It's a religious festival, a major driver of the state's economy. A British Council Commission report found the total economic worth of Durga Puja in 2019 was over $4.5 billion. With so much at stake, the neighborhood clubs organizing pujas have to be careful. They get financial grants from the government. They have to work with police on permits and traffic control. But as a women-led, women-run club, our club also wanted to make a point, says Moushumi Dotto, president of the Urjunpur Amra Shabai
Club.
Their theme this year was discrimination. The artist used the Constitution of India and its articles promising equality as the backdrop to the goddess, while local actors enacted the gap between the promise of the Constitution and reality through street theatre. Though the theme had been decided earlier, the tragedy gave it a different urgency. "We are calling this Durga Puja a pledge, not a festival," says Dotto. "Our pledge to create a world where we don't have to keep coming out onto the streets to demand justice." While some are bringing the mood of protest into their Durga Puja art, others are bringing protest art to their Durga Puja. Chandre Chatterjee's family has been celebrating Durga Puja at their home in Kolkata for 16 years. Chatterjee also participated in many of the street protests. They still had a Durga Puja this year, but with a difference. "Just the rituals, minus the usual dancing and merrymaking," says Chatterjee.
any other thing that comes under the heading of celebration being done away with this year.
She also had a little badge made. It shows a hand grasping a flaming torch. Underneath it, in Bengali, are the words, "We want justice." It's her way to keep the issue alive.
There hasn't been any solution. Nothing has changed as yet. And there's a long, long way to go.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.